Thank you for calling XVO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Marvin, how are you doing? This is Leo with Best Buy.
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
All right, I have a work. Good, good. I have a work order number for you.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, 07086 Apple 88. Customer's first name is Brian. Last name is Wayne.
Okay, just a second.
No problem.
Okay, and could you verify the customer's address?
8212 Hollister Avenue.
Okay, it's showing here at 8 OTR. Over the
road,
and what's going on?
So we contacted this customer at 11:44 to let him know we're on the way, and he said he had a good pickup of his kid from soccer practice. So I said, okay, we'll come back at about 12:25. That way, give you some time, right? Because the other stop was in just on the other side of town, so not too far away. So we figured we'd go take care of that first and come back. So we waited. He was supposed to be here 12:30, and we finally called him back right now about 12:35. They said, hey, you know, we've been waiting because the ring thing at the home was not working. So he says I'm still my kid's soccer practice. They said, we called you. Well, we could only wait another 10 minutes. And he said,
you haven't been waiting.
Aliante, that's what.
You haven't been waiting since 12:30, have you?
Yeah, no, we waited for him because this is our last stop here on this side, so
okay.
We figured he'd be here. So he just said he was picking up his kid from soccer practice. So.
Okay, and are you still at his home?
We're just about to leave. I think he's calling me right now. Could you hold for a second?
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That was him. He said that his neighbors come in 2 minutes. They're just checking out. But I said we can no longer wait. I told you I can wait another 10 minutes for you, but if it's your neighbor coming to open the door, then we have to wait for you. I mean, he said he never got a call in the past. He said, I know you called me at 11:45 and told me 10 minutes before my time window. He said, well, we gave you a 30-minute call ahead, so we even waited after when we got here 12:30, so, I mean, this has turned to delaying an hour. So.
Okay. So.
The neighbor is not going to be here in 2 minutes. She's checking out of some store, so she's not going to be in 2 minutes.
Okay. Okay, and you said you were gonna wait just another.
I mean, at this point, I think it's 12:50 already. I think we're ready to go.
Okay, well let me give a call to the customer to let him know.
We did call him at 12:45. So just so you know that.
Okay.
I don't know what he's gonna say, but he said he didn't receive a call in the past. But we gave him plenty of time. It's been at 12:45 to 12:50.
Okay,
now, about an hour.
You called him initially at 12:45.
Uh huh.
Oh, that's
just to let him know that we're on the way. 30-minute call.
That's within his time frame.
I'm sorry, 11:55.
Okay.
11:45 is the time I called him. 11:45.
Okay, that's still somewhat within his time frame. In fact, you called him. Yeah, 15
minutes. Yeah, but there was a 30-minute call. I had to let him know we'll be here at 12:15, and then he said he had to pick up his kids. So we figured we did the other stop, came back, and he said he'd be here. So how about we give him some time? Be here at 12:30. We got here at 12:30. He mm-hmm. when we called him at 12:40 at 12:40. He said that he was still at the soccer practice with his kid.
Where is he at now? What time is it there now?
It's 12:50 right now.
Okay, let me see where you're at. Okay. Okay, you're in Nevada.
Lost Wages.
Okay. Okay, because I'm Central Time Zone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it's 12. It's 12. What? 12:50 there now?
We call him at 11:45.
Okay, let me give him a call and let him know.
Since I told you, he said when he called me, he said the neighbor's going to be here in 2 minutes, open a door for us, and then we can wait for him. But it's been more than 2 minutes. She's not here, though.
Okay, let me give a call to the customer. Just a second.
Thanks. No problem. Thank you.